So we're here live at the field. Steven Fernandez, you were called out hard. You were told that you have to score at least 2 goals to get a legitimate record in this league. You came up with 4 goals. What do you have to say to the listeners?
You wanted me to score 2 goals. I scored 4. That's what I came to do. But you got to say no.
Hey, this is Craig Dilsher Media.
This is DJ Kaya.
This is Elliot D'Souza.
Hey, this is Jason D'Souza from Aldona.
Hey, this is Nash Lobo from Aldona.
This is Pascal D'Souza from Calgary.
Hey, this is Rohit D. Almeida.
Hey, this is Roland Mascarenhas.
Hey, guys, this is Ron Montero from Localin.
Hi, this is Roy Fernandez from Donna Paula.
This is Ryan D'Souza from Cuba.
Hey, this is Steffi DeCruz.
Hey, this is Tony Nazareth, and you are listening to...
And you're listening to the GSL Podcast.
And you're listening to the GSL Podcast.
That's right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the GSL Podcast. Not to hype this episode up a lot, but I think this might be the best episode we've ever recorded. But more on that later. First up, as you heard in the intro line, Steven Fernandez, you know, I called him out. I said he had a fake record and that it wasn't legitimate unless he scored at least 2 more goals. And what do you know? He comes out against Bugmalo scoring 4 goals. We'll get more into that later on. But first, let's jump into the news. All right, first up in the news, we have Donna Paula forfeiting their last game of the season against Colva. Many people showed up to the games on Sunday noticing there was no game between Colva and Donna Paula happening. And instantly, obviously, my radar went off. You know how I talked about this last week. Did they reschedule yet another game? But nope, this was not Colva's fault. Donna Paula, I reached out to their coach, Abel, who said unfortunately they were missing 6 of their players and could not put together a team or reschedule in time, so they were forced to forfeit, giving the automatic win of 2-0 to Colva. That being said, although we'll be able to get into some other recaps, we will not be able to do playoff predictions because Colva and Lotlum have yet to play the final game of the season. I spoke about this last week, how annoying this is. It means that we can't do playoff matchups or predictions. But also from a larger point of view for concern, a lot of people have expressed concerns that this could be a trend going forward. Other teams might take advantage of this rule. So I think going forward in the Constitution, they might need to add a clause that any rescheduled game cannot be played after the last week of the season. It just matters a lot for playoff implications and teams having advantages over knowing what score is best for them or should they play to a tie, a win, a loss, things like that. So something for the league to look at. I think it's going to be brought up at the next meeting and we'll see what the teams decide from there. That being said, we do have 3 other games to recap for you. Let's start off with Aguada versus Bugmalo. This is the game we were talking about at the beginning of the episode. Aguada winning 6-0 with goals from Lester Fernandez, Andrew Fernandez, and Steven Fernandez. And get this, none of them are actually related. Steven Fernandez scoring 4 goals, taking his total tally to 22 goals and winning the Golden Boot for this year. Huge congratulations to him. I questioned the legitimacy of this record on the last podcast, but even I was kind of 50-50 last week. But after he scored 4 more goals, you got to give it to him. A huge performance. Just for those that don't know Steven, he's played in the league a long time, but because he was playing on scholarship in the States, he was kind of in and out of games, could never really play a full season for Aguada. But this is his first full year back with the team playing every game, and scoring 22 goals is just an absolutely amazing accomplishment. Big props to him. I don't know when this tally is going to be broken. I thought the 16-goal tally would last a long time, but now we're at 22, so this record might last a long time. As far as Bugmalo is concerned, they were missing a number of key players. And the truth is, they didn't really have any reason to play this game that hard. They're finishing 6th place no matter what happens in any other game. So they mostly want to conserve their players, avoid injuries, and head in strong into the playoffs. So not really a game that mattered too much to them. And I think the result kind of showed that. Moving on, we had Aldana versus Mopsa. This was a game that did actually matter. For Aldana, if we win, we all but guaranteed 2nd place. Unless Colva pulls off a massive upset against Lotlum, as well as winning the division trophy for the 3rd time in a row. So this was a closely contested game. It should be noted that Mopsa was playing the entire game with 10 men. This is because they did not have enough players to field a full team. And you think that we would have taken advantage of this, but in fact, our play decreased and we actually played one of our worst games of the season. Give full credit to Mopsa. They played their hearts out. A lot of times during the game, their players were getting injured, but they were forced to stay on and just keep chugging away. So full props to Mopsa for their effort. Unfortunately, you know, playing with 10 men against us, it's just we had so much more possession, so many more chances. This led to a goal about 15 minutes in. a shot from inside the 18, bouncing off the keeper, and Nash Lobo taking advantage of the loose rebound as an opportunistic striker and heading the ball in the back of the net. So good goal from him very early in the game to give us a 1-0 lead. And on that, we just kind of wanted to cruise on that, really defend and just kind of rack up the score. Unfortunately, literally about 1 minute later, completely caught defensively, a long ball bouncing through our midfield, through our defenders, goalie caught completely out of position, and Mops' very own forward, Ryan D'Souza, with the shot in the bottom right corner. So a good goal by Ryan and getting Mopsa right back into it. And you could tell it really kind of picked up their spirits. They really, really wanted to put a big effort into this game. And this made the score 1-1. And it actually took us all the way to halftime. And this was very concerning for us. You know, you're playing a man up. You're playing against the second last place team in the league. And you know that a win will almost guarantee you second win the division. So just completely unacceptable play from our team. Luckily, in the second half, we turned that possession into more chances. About halfway through the second half, took a free kick, went touched by Garrick Nazan across, and Sherwin Marshall with the tap-in goal. So that put us up 2-1, put us at ease, and we felt a lot better going forward. That being said, they always say 2-1 is the most dangerous score in soccer. You feel complacent, and they can always come back and tie and even win the game. So luckily, with about 5 minutes left, I managed to score another goal. And this finally gave us the security we needed to know that we were going to win. And that's how the game ended, with a score of 3-1. So as I said, we got the win, got the division trophy. But full props to Mopsa more than Alden on this result. They really played well with 10 men. And likely we'll be playing them again in 2 weeks in the quarterfinals. So really, really got to pick up our game when we face them in 2 weeks. Moving on to the last game of the day, we had Loslum versus Margao. This is kind of a shame because the game doesn't really matter to either team. Margao most likely is going to place either fifth or fourth, and either way, you're playing the same team, fourth, fifth. And Loslum has already wrapped up the league, finishing first, so they're playing Dona Paula. And my prediction for that game is for Loslum to win comfortably. So not really a game that mattered for either team, and thus it ended in a 0-0 draw. Couple crossbars, one from Craig Raj on Lotlum on a set piece, and Dwayne Lobo Perez with a far shot also hitting the crossbar. But a largely unentertaining game. Just as I said, both teams didn't really have much to lose or gain. It's too bad because, you know, when you see on the regular season Lotlum versus Margao lined up for the last game of the season, you think this could be like a title determiner, it could be huge playoff implications, but unfortunately that's not the case for this year. Just want to take a moment to say congratulations to Lotlum on winning the league. This is the first year in a long, long time I ever felt that my team was actually close to competing for the title of the regular season. In all previous years, yeah, we finished second, third, but it was mostly, you know, playing from behind or catching up at the end. This is the first time I felt like we were really in the race. And it just goes to show how difficult it is to win the league. I feel like I appreciate it more this year just because we were a little bit closer, but ultimately could not compete with Lotlum. They won comfortably. The league again, staying undefeated, never losing a game. So congratulations to Lotlum on winning the league and a great record. Now, every Lotlum player will tell you they really are happy that they won the league and that they're the first seed, but they really don't care. This happened last year to them. They were undefeated all the way to the end, and they lost in the final. So for them, all they care about is the playoffs, and you're going to look to see a hungry Lotlum in the playoffs is my prediction. All right, that's it for match recaps. Next up, we'd like to bring a guest on the show. Now, I'm going to preface this segment by saying, first of all, I think it's one of the best interviews and segments we've ever had. But that said, you know, keep it lighthearted. Realize this podcast is all about entertainment, making people laugh, and having a little bit of fun at each other's expenses. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce The Shadow. It's our very first anonymous guest. Yes, that's right. This person refuses to have their name disclosed. They wanted to come on the podcast anonymously. So, we'd like to refer to them as The Shadow. So, Shadow, how's it going? What brings you out on the podcast, and how would you like to introduce yourself?
First of all, you know and I know that I am very, very busy. I don't have time for a lot of things. I have been asked many times by you and other players, you got to get on the podcast, you got to get on the podcast. I don't have that much time. But this season, more than before, I had a lot of GSL players' girlfriends messaging me saying, hey, babe, I want to hear your voice. And I said, you know what? How can I do this all at once? That's the only reason I'm on this podcast. So, as you know, my time is valuable, but I am happy to be here. Thank you very much for welcoming me. Let's get this road on the show.
Thanks, Shadow. So, just a quick clarification here. A lot of, you know, GSL players, girlfriends were messaging you saying they want to hear your voice. So, you thought you'd do it all at once. But because you're becoming anonymous on the show and your voice will be changed, they won't actually hear your voice. So how do they know it's you?
They know that it's me. They can feel my presence. This is my first time doing this. I don't need to disclose this. Once again, you're asking too many questions here. Can we please move forward? I said, once again, thank you very much for having me on, Kendall. Let's get this on.
It's Wendell, actually.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so first topic we have is basically the main reason for you want to come on, especially anonymously, is to just talk about the GSL and just keep it 100%, just kind of say the honest truth. Both of us have some things we'd like to get off our chest. I'm going to let you start off. Give me an issue that's on your mind that you want to get off your chest.
Okay, the first thing that I want to talk about is the GSL website. Okay, I want to know why the GSL website looks like it was made in Microsoft Paint on Windows 95. That's my first question to the league. I feel like Jesus is going to come and go again before we see player profiles on the website. I want everybody listening to this podcast to go on the GSL website right now. All the player profiles look like mugshots of Don Cheadle. Can we please fix this? Can we please fix this as soon as possible? I'm not having any of it. That's my first issue. What do you think about this?
You know, I have to say I completely agree. And the website's great in the sense that it's our only option to finding out the scores and the goal scores as soon as possible. Obviously, listen to the podcast, so get all the information. But I'm so heavily reliant on this website. And I agree, your description of it looking like it was made in Microsoft Paint, it is a very accurate one. Do you have anything in mind for improvements on how we could make it a little more modernized?
Look, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that we're here in 2017. We have this old website. Actually, my request at the beginning of the season before the website was that the GSL invest in what we really need, and that's cheerleaders. We need cheerleaders. The number of quality players, quote unquote, that haven't gotten the job done this season is appalling. And I think the cheerleaders would definitely help next season. But based on the finish of the website, I'm sure if the GSL tries to organize that, based on the website's look, all the cheerleaders they hire will look like DJ Kaya. And I'm not having any of that either. I don't know how to solve these issues, and that's why I've come here to be fair. Listen, I keep it 100. I keep it 200. You know how I keep it.
Well, I didn't before, but I'm very quickly learning how you keep it. Okay, so moving on, Shadow. You know, you're not the only one with some issues on your chest. I would also like to raise some of my own grievances and maybe get some feedback from you if you agree or not. First, grievance that I'd like to bring up is the transformation of every single Goan Soccer League player, fan, parent, and bystander into a medical doctor as soon as a player goes down with an injury. I don't know if you've noticed this, but a player will sprint for the ball, he'll pull up with his hamstring, he'll go down, and all of a sudden every single player on the field becomes a doctor saying, oh, stretch this, pull up his leg, flex his foot, someone get water, pour water on it. And the pouring of water on injured muscles and bones just drives me crazy. If someone breaks their ankle, you pouring that ball of water on it is not going to help. You giving him that sip of water is not going to change anything. His bone is broken. I do not get why people are so obsessed with bringing water to these injuries. So this is something that's kind of been my pet peeve for a while. I don't know how you feel about it, Shadow.
I agree with you. I've seen a lot of this this season. I think too many people get involved. They're not doctors. Maybe their moms and dads wanted them to be doctors, but they're not doctors. And it's not just water. I've seen guava juice. I've seen thumbs up. I've seen all sorts of nonsense used. A lot of these guys just need to keep it to, they need to focus on what they're good at, and that's playing football. Too many doctors on the field. Too many doctors on the field. And once again, we come back to the cheerleader bit. How many of our doctors are pretty? None. So it goes hand in hand. We need cheerleaders. We need better looking doctors. And we need less people getting involved in that and more people playing football.
Yeah, and no, I would completely agree with you. Okay, so that's my first grievance. Let's toss it back over to you. What's another thing you've noticed in the league that you really wanted to get off your chest?
I noticed that a lot of the players this season are getting bigger. Did you notice that? A lot of these guys are on Insanity and P90 and Tai Bo and Tai Chi and whatever they're doing, but a lot of players are looking like Salman Khan from 1997. The big guys look jacked. The smaller guys look jacked. Some of your who would you have on? You had Jeremy Pinto on your show, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You did. I've seen him. You know, he's jacked. Even for a small guy, he's jacked. Jeremy Pinto looks like an Incredible Hulk action figure. It's incredible. The players' physiques are getting out of control. So we compliments to them.
Okay, so Shadow, so you're saying he looks like the Incredible Hulk. So, I mean, you were just advocating for cheerleaders, better-looking doctors. I mean, if you're saying Jeremy Pinto's in shape, he's muscular, and that overall the league is getting more muscular and bigger, why is that a bad thing, Shadow? I thought you'd promote that.
No. I'm completely against the sausage fest that is the GSL. I'm advocating that we need more women involved in the league. That's the first thing. That's my platform that I'm bringing to the table that no one has addressed in the past. So that's great that all the guys look great, but we need more women involved in this league, period.
Okay, that's a fair point. Moving on, I'd like to get to my second and final grievance for me, is the abolishment of the Junior MVP Award. I do not understand why this is an award that's given each year. It's really awkward at the finals. Usually we have to announce it, and usually, first of all, no one knows who the player is. Sometimes the player doesn't even know that that's them. They're kind of confused. Why are they walking up and accepting this massive trophy? I think back in the day when the GSL first started, there was a lot of older players, and it was very rare to find like a young, fit, really good soccer player. So they wanted to acknowledge like who's the up and coming talent. But these days, I feel like 90% of the league is under 25 years old. So this Junior MVP award, I feel like, needs to be abolished. The rules are kind of archaic, and it's usually just given to someone by default because they can't really figure out who else to give it to. What do you think about this, Shadow?
Yeah, I think that having a junior MVP is actually a good thing. But yeah, the process needs to be looked at, and these players need to be visible. I definitely agree with you. I've seen a few players over the last few years who have won the junior MVP, and to date don't know that they've won the junior MVP. That's not a good look. I think there are a lot of young, talented players, and we need to do a little bit more to give them more visibility during the season. Once again, the website, they could be featured weekly. And I think once more people see them on a weekly basis, it would make more sense to have a junior MVP.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad we agree. I think your feedback's valid there. So moving on, let's get to another issue. Bring up something else, Shadow. Talk to us about another issue you have.
I was actually at the GSL game, a bunch of games last week, and this is a public service announcement, okay? We can do better than this. Bogmalo. I like Bogmalo. I watched them play last week. Can we get those guys new kits, please? Can we please get them new kits? I saw 18 players running around with triple XL yellow tops. It's embarrassing, okay? They need new kits. I saw them play last week, and I felt like I was watching reruns of the Magic School Bus. I need Bogmalo to get new kits. That's a huge thing. Also, by the way, speaking of dodgy kits, Croydon DeMello, listen to me. I've known you for some time. I like you. But you cannot wear that goalie kit and walk away without getting roasted, okay? You cannot wear that kit. It is an embarrassment to the team and the league as well. Look, I like Nicki Minaj, but that doesn't mean that I dress up like her when I'm playing football. You got to get rid of that kit. It's a bad look. You look like Caitlyn Jenner's personal trainer. You need to stop the foolishness right now, okay? The kits need to be worked out in the league. I'm not happy about it.
You know, that's actually a really good point, Shadow. And if they want a new kit, they should head to AC Soccer and talk to Frank. You know, Frank is a loyal listener of the show. He was a sponsor of the show last year. He can definitely help them out. So Croydon DeMello and the entire Bogmalo team, definitely go check out AC Soccer.
Another thing that I want to bring up is the number of players I was told were amazing that just didn't show up this season. People say I sip Haterade, but I sip Haterade for a very specific reason. Are you familiar with who can I pick out? Are you familiar with a player named Andrew Fernandez?
I am familiar with that name. Yes.
I was told to watch him play because he's sublime. That's not what I saw this season. I saw more injuries. His leg is always injured. Nothing special this season. He's the Colin Kaepernick of the GSL. Not because he's socially conscious, because he's not. But because for the last two seasons, he's only been on one knee. He needs Robitussin or something like that. But these older players who I heard were amazing, and I haven't seen a lot of that. I need to see more of that this season. Credit to Donna Paula this season. I'm here not just to hate, but also to give a little credit to the unsung heroes. That's definitely something that I want to bring up. One being Donna Paula. They tried very, very hard this season. Congrats to them for being there every single game. I watched them work again and again and again. Hope that they come back stronger next season. Do they have any chance? No, they have a pretty small chance. In fact, the only thing smaller than Donna Paula's chances of winning the GSL are Brennan Gomes' shorts. But credit to them for being unsung heroes. They tried very, very hard, and I wish them all the best the next season. Who else can we talk about? Let's talk about goal scorers. We had a crazy amount of goals this season. What are your thoughts on goal scorers this season?
So, I mean, previously I was saying how this season a ton of people have been scoring tons of goals, most notably Steven Fernandez with the record of 22 goals for the season. I was kind of mad about this before last week because I said it was a fake award and a fake record, but then he showed me he scored more goals and he for sure deserves the title now. So I would say a lot of goals scored, too many blowouts. I think a little bit too many blowouts. You know, some teams can maybe try a little bit harder to, you know, be a little bit more competitive. But overall, my thought would be a lot more goals scored this season than previous years.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think Steven Fernandez was outstanding this season. I mean, we talk about Andrew Fernandez. Andrew Fernandez had more injuries than Steven Fernandez had goals, but Steven Fernandez was absolutely outrageous this season. 22 goals, you're absolutely right. In fact, Steven Fernandez swung so many balls in this season, Aguado's getting sponsored by Brazzers next season. I'm so excited to see them. Congratulations to Steven for an incredible season. I also talk about goal scorers. There are so many unsung heroes. I want to talk about one of the biggest unsung heroes, which is who is Mikkel Kadbit. He scored 7 goals, second highest tally this season. Nobody's talking about it. He had a fantastic season. So congratulations to Mikkel. Do you know Mikkel, by the way?
No, I've announced his name a lot on the podcast just because he's been scoring a lot.
Right.
For me, the main question I've always had is not about his talent, but as to his Goan ethnicity with a name like Mikkel Kadbit.
Right. There are a few suspect players in the league. I think that should be looked into. But no, I've met him a few times. Very, very nice person. He's a great player. Actually, fun fact about Mikkel Kadbit. Did you know that off the field he's a singer? Did you actually know
that? He's a vocalist, a singer?
Yes. Did you? I found that out last week. Beautiful voice. He sings like Zayn Malik. And he has a body like Gigi Hadid. But that's besides the point. Fantastic season for him. 7 goals. Congratulations, Mikkel. We're looking forward to seeing more of you next season. Please show up with your birth certificate because everybody's questioning where you're actually from. I'm excited to see you. Are you ready to play? Are you scoring in the playoffs, by the way? Because, you know, I know you come on the GSL podcast and you're the host, so you get to talk about it. If I turn the spotlight on to you, call it. How many goals does Wendell score in the playoffs? Right now, call that right now.
2 goals.
You score 2 goals? And who do you score them against?
1 in the quarters, 1 in the semis.
Okay. I'm ready to see this. I'm very excited to see this. I'll be on the sideline.
All right. Thanks so much, Shadow, for coming to the show. Really, I mean, as you said, you're an extremely busy guy. You don't really have time for lowly podcasts like this one, but we're so happy to have you on. And any last shout-outs you want to give? I mean, maybe you could give a little bit of a hint of who you are. Are you a player? Are you a fan? Do you want to say anything like that?
No. I don't give hints about anything. The people that need to know who I am know who I am. That's myself, as I said before, every GSL player's girlfriend, and that's pretty much all the people who need to know who I am. But it was great to be on here. Like I said, this is going to be the record. We're doing Mayweather-McGregor numbers on this podcast because of me, so you're welcome.
All right, yeah, hopefully. I mean, you said you can keep it 200, so maybe we'll get 200 listens on this episode.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on, Kendall.
It's Wendell.
Of course it is.
All right, that's it for this week's episode of the GSL Podcast. I hope you all enjoyed that as much as I did. Thank you so much to our anonymous guests. Unfortunately, we can't give you a real shout-out because we don't really know who you are. But stay tuned. There won't be an episode of the podcast next week as it's after the long weekend. But we'll be back as usual the week after with a full playoff recap and implications with a brand new episode.